This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, care of Schneps. It's SCH and Lake November EPPE Nursing Home. Fax is 989-681-3781. Regarding Juanita Howland, H-O-W-L-A-N-D, date of birth May 31st of 1937. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Howland with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, congestive heart failure, and anemia of chronic disease. Her last visit was October 4th. She does reside at Schneps Nursing Home, and her daughter is here present to help as a historian for this visit. The patient reports that she's feeling fairly well. She has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Minimal edema currently, and she does have Lasix to use, and it does use it regularly twice a day for edema, and that seems to be working very well. No palpitations or chest pain. She does have dyspnea on exertion, and she is wheelchair-bound. She's been having some memory problems recently also, and she's having low blood pressure during the day, so she requires midodrine, 10 milligrams three times a day, to support her blood pressure. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No recent UTIs, no cloudiness, burning, or pain, no blood, and no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Medications. I want to highlight amiodarone. It's 200 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 12.5 milligram twice a day. Lasix, 20 milligram twice a day. Xarelto is 15 milligram once a day. Potassium, 20 mil equivalent once a day. Magnesium oxide, 400 milligram daily. Midodrine, 10 milligram three times a day, in addition to other routine medications that are unchanged. Physical exam, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 58. Pulse is 76. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen obese without tenderness. And she has 1+ edema in the lower extremities. And she is wheelchair bound. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 29th of 2024. Creatinine was slightly improved at 1.46 with estimated GFR of 35. Previous creatinine levels were 1.9, 1.3, and 2.6. Albumin is low at 3.0. Previous level was 3.1. Calcium 8.5. Sodium 139. Potassium 4.7. Carbon dioxide 21. Phosphorus 4.2. Hemoglobin is 11.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. The patient should continue her low-salt diabetic diet. All medications can be continued. We will continue to do renal chemistries and CBCs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, type 2 diabetes. 4, anemia of chronic disease. We will continue to monitor that. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.